Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show.
Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio program. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is Why You Had to Wait. Please excuse my voice. I got up really early this morning to finish this podcast. Okay. This week's podcast includes some very strong words for some people. Some are good news, some are warnings, and one is a word in general for the body of Christ, and that one is very good in my opinion, and which was the inspiration for this episode. Today we're going to be talking about the fulfillment of some long-held dreams and the reason the Lord said some have not been fulfilled. You know how you pray for a long time and you pray and you pray and you pray and you believe for years and years for something and you don't see it manifest? That's the kind of thing we're going to be talking about. Let me read you some verses from Proverbs. These are some of my favorites. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. There are people listening to this podcast who have been believing the Lord for husbands, for wives, for certain career or job opportunities, for homes of their own, for ministries to begin, for finances. And you know, sometimes we pray for years and years, and we just wonder, you know, because we know we have faith for this thing. You know, why is the Lord not bringing it to pass? Why has the Lord not answered our prayers? And we all know God is not on our timetable, and we know that we are not guaranteed everything we pray for. But we also know that our God is a big and a mighty God who is well able to grant us all that we ask. And I've often wondered about this myself as I've prayed for years and years for a home. Actually, my real dream is 5 or 10 acres with 2 houses on it so I can try to convince my son to live nearby. And I even got to the point that I said, Lord, can I just buy one? But then he told me he wanted me to get out of debt, but I didn't have very much debt, but to get out of debt and not to get back in it. So that closed that door. So I just keep praying, just like y'all do. We know God is faithful, right? And he is able. So I was driving back from someplace this week and praying like I always do when I'm driving. And the Lord spoke a mighty word to me for y'all. And it was about this very thing. And it really shocked me when he spoke about some of this because of what he said. And because I think I know one person this word is for, not me, but somebody else. So get ready to be excited. So I know many of you are believing for spouses. You're believing for a husband or believing for a wife. I get that because the end times are not going to be a fun time and probably even less fun if you're alone, I'm sure. And you know, we have clues in the Bible about the Lord bringing spouses to people and answering prayers for spouses. So we know for sure that he does do that, right? And he said himself, it's not good for man to be alone. I do want to encourage you to wait on the Lord and be sure a prospective mate really is from him and that it really is his will for you to get married. If you don't do that, you may find yourself in a big tangled mess that you don't need. That being said, let's look at these stories in the Bible of people who did receive excellent spouses. Probably the most well-known one, Ruth met Boaz because she refused not to leave her mother-in-law alone and destitute after the death of her husband and sons. She remained faithful and the Lord blessed her. Ruth could have, you know, left like the other daughters-in-law. She could have gone off and done her own thing and been unconcerned about her mother-in-law. Well, you know, I'm just going to go do my own thing. I don't really want to be bothered with taking care of mom here, you know, that sort of thing. She was herself a widow and destitute, but she chose to be a faithful daughter-in-law instead. She chose to honor her mother-in-law and help her instead of just herself. And I wonder if Ruth understood that a mother-in-law is a type of mother. This was shown to my friend Nicole. And the commandments say to honor your father and your mother. So because Ruth chose the better way, the Lord honored her excellence by putting Boaz in her path. Okay, the Lord is saying right now that he has a Boaz out there for a woman who is believing, but he says this woman, and you're listening to me right now, this woman has chosen the wrong path and has just given herself to a man she was dating. The Lord says that violated what your Boaz was praying for, and now he cannot put him in your path. He must be given to another. Realize, woman of God, that the Lord did want to answer your prayer for a Boaz, and he is disappointed. He cannot give him to you. You need to repent. And let me just say something to my sisters out there that you need to hear. Most church folk are not walking in purity as they should be. You think that you can let your guard down when you date a man you met at church, but that is not the case. When you date a man from church, the chances are good he will try just as hard to seduce you as men out in the world. That was not always the case, but it is the case now. So let me just say two things about that. A man who is truly a man of God will not lead you toward sin, but away from it. Do you hear me? The right man will protect you from temptation and not drag you into it. It may be, and number two, it may be customary in the U.S. to date one-on-one, but you are better off if you don't allow yourself to be alone with a man, period. Do with that what you want, but it's the truth. If you want a man to love you, make him respect you first. Men want a woman worthy of their respect, but those women are so rare anymore. They're so rare. And no man respects a woman who takes her clothes off. I'm just telling you the truth. We're going to keep it real here, okay? If you don't do this, you're going to spend your life with a man who has no respect for you at all. And don't think he respects you just because he says you does. Respect is to be judged by action, not words. Okay, did you notice that Ruth, who married the original Boaz, was not out looking for a man? No, Ruth was busy trying to take care of herself and her widowed mother-in-law. Ruth was behaving in an honorable way. Ruth was going to work and going home. She wanted a husband, yes, but Ruth was not hitting the clubs or getting dressed up trying to be seen by somebody. Ruth was living her life by the commandments of God and doing what was right, and that was what Boaz had been praying for. Ruth listened to the wise counsel of her mother-in-law and stayed the path and received a man far beyond anything she had even dreamed of. Ruth is the woman in church who is reading her Bible waiting for the service to start, not looking around trying to catch somebody's eye or to see if any new guys came to church. Come on, ladies. I'm trying to help you here. If you want a Boaz, not a bozo, you got to do it God's way. So Ruth behaved in an excellent way, and the Lord rewarded her by putting Boaz in her path. Did y'all notice the word of God does not say she immediately seduced him or started dressing scantily so she could display all her assets? No, Ruth behaved properly and modestly. A real Boaz will be looking for a lady, y'all, not some vain woman consumed with her own appearance. Boaz is not looking for a woman who looks and acts cheap. A real Boaz will not be looking for somebody laughing loud and trying to draw attention to herself. A real Boaz will be looking for a quiet, well-mannered, confident lady who is kind to others. If you read the book of Ruth, Ruth was kind to her mother-in-law, and that is a clue if you want to find Boaz. Developing kindness towards widows and those who need help. Integrity. Ruth was a woman of integrity. Integrity means high morals and no compromise, and that is so rare you hardly ever see it anymore. So Ruth married Boaz and became the wife of an established businessman and mother to his son, who became part of the genealogy of Jesus. Ruth got a husband and a position in her community all at the same time. God blessed Ruth's faithfulness and care for her widowed mother-in-law with great favor, and she was taken care of for the rest of her life. But let me tell you this, Ruth was a woman of integrity. God could put her on display in that community, okay? Follow me on this. He didn't have to worry about Ruth displaying her assets in the community after she married Boaz, because she wasn't that kind of person before she married Boaz. Y'all need to think. If you're asking God for promotion, you got to think about what kind of person he promotes. And if you read your Bible, it will tell you. Especially if you'll go read the Old Testament, which some people just completely discount, which is ridiculous. Okay. Ruth got a husband and a position in her community all at the same time. God could give you a successful husband. Yes, he could. But when he gives a Boaz to a Ruth, Ruth is not only blessed, but she becomes an even bigger blessing to those around her. So the Lord wants to give the real Boazes to the real Ruths, so the blessing can continue. If he gives a Boaz to a self-centered person who only cares about their self and only cares about how they look, the blessing ends there. Rachel's husband showed up while she was tending to her father's sheep, the Bible says. Rachel was out doing what she was supposed to be doing, and she was honoring her father. Oh, and this is a word for somebody. The Lord says there is somebody listening to this that you have just begged for a mate for years. You have done considerable fasting for a mate even. And that's how much you want to be married. But the Lord says your behavior prevented him from sending you the person he had lined up. He had someone who really has it together, and that's what you were praying for, that would have been a wonderful spouse for you, but that person was praying for somebody who honored God in all they did, and you disqualified yourself again and again. The Lord says you are still disqualifying yourself, and he says to tell you that is the reason you are still alone. You've been telling yourself that the other person must be in disobedience because you think you have it all together, but the Lord is showing me you are a mess, woman of God. Your actions are completely opposite from your words. Your boundaries were breached when you were young, and that leads to not having enough boundaries when you are older, and that leads to very bad behavior. Compromise, immorality, promiscuity even. He cannot give that to someone who really does have it all together. Okay? That is someone who's praying for a woman of excellence. You need to seek healing. Get some boundaries up, or you're going to keep disqualifying yourself from the very thing that you are asking him for. If you are praying for a godly mate, can I just tell you that you will not find them in a club? This is for men and women both. Y'all, you're not going to find them in a club. You will not find them on an online dating site, not even the Christian sites. You will not find them trying to position yourself. You cannot go out and find what you are believing God to send you. You have to wait for it because it is connected to God's timing as well as his will. Only one of you can go find you a mate. I know waiting is not a popular concept in today's world, and I know it's hard when you really want to be married, because I always wanted to be happily married too. So I understand that. I get that. But hear me on this. Anytime you are trying to find what you are believing the Lord to send, you fling open the door to the enemy to deceive you with a decoy that looks and sounds like what you want, but it has no life in it. And the Lord says, this is a word for somebody. He said, you have been looking for a mate, but you're not ready for one, woman of God. He said, you are putting the cart before the horse, and that is why the cart is not moving. He is waiting for you to get yourself and your life in order so he can answer both you and your husband's prayers. Yes, he does have one for you to bring you together, and that not one thing you can do will cause that to happen sooner. And while we're talking about this, if you are believing the Lord to bring your spouse, why are you not just waiting and believing? Why do you feel you have to put yourself out there socially? Do you really think God needs your help? Ruth didn't have to put herself out on social media to find Boaz. God brought Boaz to her, put him right in her path. Come on now. God can be God all by himself. Whenever you are praying for a mate, please remember at least one other person's life is also involved in answering you, usually more. So the Lord is taking all the prayers of faith into account, not just yours. And you may think that you're all that, but the Lord looks down and he sees a hot mess that needs some more Jesus. The Lord looks down and he sees when you are lacking in spiritual disciplines like reading the word and praying. The Lord looks down and he sees if you're caught up in vanity. And that husband wants a woman of God who looks nice but don't spend a lot of time or money on it because she's not always thinking about herself. The man you are praying for is praying for a moral, modest, godly woman. And you're out there showing all your assets, parading yourself through clubs and having friends set you up on blind dates. Come on, ladies. God don't need your help. He don't need your help. If you try to seek out your own husband or wife, then you have taken that thing back from the Lord that you ask him to do And he will not answer your prayers while you're trying to answer them yourself. Only one of you can be God. The Lord will sit back and wait in silence until you get your hands off of that. And you don't want just any spouse. You want the right spouse. You want the one God has for you. Otherwise, you are going to get into a bigger mess that's going to cost you more time and more money. Okay, moving right along here. The Lord just wanted to say that because there is one woman who's listening to me right now, and you believe in the Lord, but you're about to make a very big mistake marrying the wrong man. The Lord says that man will abuse you if you marry him, woman of God. The signs are there. He is very controlling of everything you do and who you are around. He's even questioning members of your family about you being around them. He's questioning, you know, well, why are you hanging around them? And it's somebody in your family. And it's not for the reason you think. He is very controlling of everything you do and who you are around. And you have chosen to see that as, well, he's a strong leader. You know, he'll be a strong husband that leads me. And he is telling you that he is trying to protect his future wife. But the Lord says to you, run, woman of God. Don't walk. Run away from that man and don't look back, or your life is going to become a nightmare, not only for you, but for your six-year-old daughter who is still at home with you, because he is going to hold her hostage to make you do his will. The devil sent that man to you, not the Lord, but you're all up in that dream. Yeah, you got all this dream about you're going to get married and you're going to live this or that kind of life and how he's going to treat you, and it's not going to be anything like that. You don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. The Lord is showing you great mercy and warning you ahead of time. Please, please listen. Your child is going to be damaged for life if you choose to keep going your own way. He is not who he is pretending to be. His body may show up at church, but his heart is full of darkness and evil. He knows how to talk the talk, but it's a trap, and you're about to step right into that snare. You were willing to wait for the right job. Now wait for the right man. Where is your patience? I know you don't want to wait any longer, but you are better off being alone than wishing you were. Y'all, please pray for this sister, because I see she is not going to heed this warning, and her daughter is going to suffer horrible, horrible emotional effects because of it. She will suffer too, but that little girl is going to pay a terrible price for her mother's disobedience. That little girl is also going to have a very hard time ever forgiving her for what happens, because she cannot seem to get healed from it when she is older. And all of this also applies to you men who are believing for a godly wife. Be careful. Don't pursue a woman just because she has beauty on the outside. That's a tendency to be drawn to what is beautiful on the outside, and we all have it. We're all human. But look for beauty of spirit. Beauty on the outside will fade, but beauty on the inside will keep growing. And I can tell you which one you want to spend forever with. Beauty on the inside just keeps improving. You want a woman who is pleasant to live with, not someone who makes you want to run away from home, okay? Look for a woman who knows how to be content with little and make the most of it, who's cheerful. Not a woman who thinks she has to go have her hair and her nails done every 5 minutes. Use some common sense. Use your common sense. That's why God gave it to you. Okay, here is the word the Lord gave me to release to y'all, and it's on the JPH site too. To my obedient children who have prepared as I have instructed and guided you, those who have been in seasons of preparation, you have done well. Now will I accelerate your growth. Now at this point, he showed me a vision. He showed me real acceleration. I saw an engine turning over. The key turns, and you go from where you are now to being suddenly set up in ministry. It's like 0 to 100 in 2 seconds. I see him setting you up in the place he has called you to be. I see a tree with fruit popping out all over it so fast it looks like a cartoon, and not fruit that takes a month to ripen, but fruit that is immediately ready to be picked. And that's the preparation. When you've done your preparation, that fruit is ready to be picked as soon as God wants to put it out there. You are like a tree planted by rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. And not only fruit, but much fruit. I see great enrichment from that fruit to the body of Christ. Y'all know who this made me think of? Minister Billy Williams. He is so full of fruit that anybody who even gets near them, the fruit starts coming out. That anointing just pours out of him with the word of God, because that's what he's full of. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The time of acceleration is at hand for all of those who have been preparing, who have submitted to God's refining and his preparation. For now, you are ready to be set into the place to which God has called you. If you have not prepared, this word does not apply to you. Preparation means as he has guided you to prepare. Primarily, this means spiritually. This means you have been doing the spiritual disciplines as he has instructed. If he told you to pray 2 hours a day, you've been praying 2 hours a day. If he told you to intercede for the lost an hour a day, you've been doing that. You have stayed in the word. You have been doing the prayers, the intercession, etc. If he told you to fast, you fasted. This word is for those who have submitted to God's refining, who have gotten the sin out of their lives, who have denied themselves and taken up their cross to follow him fully. These are those who are ready, those who have come through and passed their seasons of preparation, while others have played in the world and chased the pleasures of the flesh. These are those who are ready to do the work, however difficult it may be. You are ready to fight the battles that come with taking your promised land because you have kept yourself from sin and kept your armor polished. And now the acceleration starts and God is moving you up. So get ready, because with great promotion comes great responsibility. But with great promotion also comes anything else that you need. And I see some people that you didn't know why you didn't get your house. You didn't know why your prayers of faith were not answered. But the Lord showed me there are some of you who have been praying and believing for a home who did not understand why years have passed and no home or no new home. And the Lord says, because some of you I have called to a TV ministry you didn't know you were called to. And the reason you didn't get your house is because where he needs you to be is going to be close to the studio where you're going to be recording the word of God to go out to the masses. These things you have not received are as much for a reason as those that you have. There are people that, and that also made me think of Minister Billy Williams, because I think God's going to move him close to a studio and he's going to be on TV, y'all. There are people that you don't know why you don't have a child yet, but that child is going to be so special. You are not yet prepared to raise them properly. You don't know why you haven't been blessed with that spouse yet. And the reason why you haven't been blessed with one yet is because the one that God has for you is at such a high level that he had to get you to a place during the preparation so that you could match that level spiritually, because that's what they are praying for. It's not just about what you are praying for. They are also his child, not just you. He's going to answer their prayers for a spouse at the same time he answers yours. The reason that you have not received is because there is a promotion that you had to be prepared for, and he was waiting to see if you would submit to the refinement and to the preparation that was necessary, because you cannot receive this level of promotion. You cannot receive this level of blessing unless you submit to the authority of God and any other authority in your life, so that the refinement and the preparation can be completed, so that you are ready. He was waiting to see if you would obey. And this message is not just about spouses, y'all. It's about houses. It's about cars. It's about finances. And I don't just mean finances to live on. I mean finances to give on. Finances to build a ministry on. I mean where you are blessed to be a blessing, so that anybody who even comes close to your life will be blessed because you have got such abundance. So whatever you've been praying for a long time, if it's not there yet, there's a reason. And you don't need to be looking at God saying, Lord, why? Why? Look at yourself. What is it you are asking him for, and what does it come with? Think about this. It's very important. Ruth wasn't out in the, gleaning in the fields, begging God for a husband every 2 seconds. No, she was living her life of integrity, saying, Lord, I'd like to have a husband, but, your will be done. And she was doing everything she could to show kindness to her mother-in-law, who was in need, who was also a widow and destitute. She could have just left, mama-in-law back behind there and said, well, I got to go do my own thing. And, I ain't got time for that. And I don't want to be having to take care of her too. No, she was not selfish like that. She was giving and she was kind. And Boaz was praying for a godly woman who was giving and who was kind, who walked in her integrity. So God said, okay, I can answer both of these two prayers at the same time. Think about what you're asking the Lord for. What does it come with? If it involves another person, what are they likely praying for? And then you'll probably find the answer to why your answer has not manifested yet. I hope this has been a blessing to y'all. I was really excited when God gave me that word. I know that's going to help some people. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Go out and be a blessing to somebody.
Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Do you know someone suffering from domestic violence or another form of abuse like verbal abuse? Did you know abuse has deep spiritual roots that cause abuse to be attracted to a person throughout their lifetime? Now, the Escaping Abuse Study Guide helps you discover and remove those spiritual roots so you won't be an abuse magnet. Get the Escaping Abuse Study Guide or get one for a friend. Available now on Amazon.com. Escaping Abuse Study Guide by Glenda Lomax. Available now on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print, and new audiobook, The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?
Does your life feel like it's falling apart around you? Are multiple things going wrong all at once? Does it seem all your comforts have been stripped away? You may have entered the wilderness. Wilderness experiences are often times of great discomfort and lack. Every Christian must pass through the desert on the way to their promised land. Find out how to go from surviving to thriving by partnering with God as He leads you in the path that will strengthen your faith and prepare you to step into your destiny. The Wilderness Companion will help you find out why you have been led into the wilderness. Find out the biggest hindrances to receiving the provision you need in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Learn how to partner with God in His purposes for you in the desert seasons. Get your copy of The Wilderness Companion today. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax on Amazon.com in print, Kindle, or audiobook.